Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it fills your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. And now see the light as it moves in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to fill you with life force energy, carrying this life force through each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and lungs, allowing this to reach every extremity of your body. And now continue to see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, moving into your wrists and into the palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs that focus on deeper breathing and assimilation of your nutrients. Allow this healing energy to bring balance within these organs. And now see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, giving you the courage and the wisdom within your body mind-spirit complex, to know how to use the light energies that you are absorbing through your nutrients and your drinks. Continue to see this light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, giving you the courage, the wisdom, the knowing of when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, aligning you and bringing you into perfect harmony with the universal forces of creation. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be released to Mother Earth so that she can recycle this energy to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter, turning into a beautiful golden white light. Allow each and every cell to be filled with this golden energy, this high vibrating energy of Source that brings you into a state of perfection, allowing you to be in full harmony and oneness with the universal forces of creation. Continue to see the light that is within you as it now moves through your pores and every opening of your body, now to fill you with light and to also surround you in a beautiful healing bubble of golden light. Allow this vibration, this golden energy, to protect you, to surround you, and to become a magnet for you that draws into your life all that is desired, all that is for your highest good. Continue to see this light as it now moves out within the space that you are in, feeling the room with healing energies, allowing for all life that comes in contact with this energy to be raised in vibration, to be raised in consciousness. Continue to see the light as it now moves through any obstacles, any walls, the ceiling, the floor, moving out into the atmosphere around your home, allowing for complete harmony to be manifested in your outer environment and your inner environment, allowing for this healing energy to proceed forward to fill your entire city, your town, your village with healing golden white light, allowing all life that comes in contact with this light to receive it within their energy source, within their heart, allowing for perfect harmony, perfect oneness, raising of consciousness and awareness, bringing of peace, greater health, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see the light as it now expands 360 degrees all around you, moving out until your entire state, or country is filled with beautiful, healing, golden, white light. Allow this light to continue to expand throughout our world, where all of our lights join together as one, raising each of us in vibration and frequency, allowing us to bring forth the higher dimensions onto planet Earth, bringing the golden light, the golden age, the golden frequency to Mother Earth. Continue to now see our light as it is joined together. We are strengthened through our hearts. Allow this light to now enter into Mother Earth, moving deep beneath the soil, the surface, connecting with our subterranean family, moving beneath the waters, the lakes, the rivers, the oceans, the seas, allowing for the family of light, wherever they are, on the planet, under the surface of the planet or the water, to be reconnected through our light, through our love, through our oneness, allowing the consciousness of oneness to be within our hearts and to know that we are family. We share this planet as home. We are reunited through our light. And now see this light as it expands into the atmosphere of our planet, completely healing our planet, bringing Mother Earth into perfect balance, awareness, consciousness, raising her in frequency, allowing for her perfect ascension into the higher realms, allowing for all beings to come together within the earth, around the earth, to completely dissolve and disintegrate any technology, any frequencies of any kind that do not serve our highest good, dissolving them easily, removing them, all obstructions to our ascension, our raising of consciousness, our raising of vibration. Continue to see this light as it now expands beyond the earth, moving out into our galaxy, our universe, and into the multiverse, connecting with our galactic family, with our universal family of light. Wherever we are, reuniting our hearts through our light, through our love, through our awareness, and our consciousness, that we are all source. We are the light, we are love, and we are one. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Absolutely beautiful. You're all growing so strong. I love it. I love it. I love it. I feel you. Thank you so much for your love, for your light, for your awareness, for your assistance in the raising of consciousness within our multiverse. Now we'll begin our discussion today with the number 8 in the minor arcanum. These cards are divided into the 4 kingdoms of earth, fire, water, and air, and are represented by the 4 seasons. In our previous episode, we discussed arcanum number 8, which was the balance. The 8s correspond numerically to the astrological sign of Capricorn, which is the general significator of positions of high status, honor, business, and government affairs. Therefore, the 8s carry these meanings as well. Their more common divinatory significance is indicated by the suit that they appear in. So the 8 of scepters is also the 8 of wands. This is the suit of clubs. This card represents the summer and fire energy. The divinatory significance is political appointment, and its inner interpretation is exploration. The 8 of cups is also the suit of hearts. This card represents the autumn or fall energy and is the water element. The divinatory significance of this card is extravagance, and its inner interpretation is self-sacrifice. Now, the Eight of Coins is also the suit of diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. The divinatory significance of this card is a costly lawsuit, and its inner interpretation is fidelity. And lastly, the Eight of Swords is also the suit of spades. This card represents the winter and is the earth element. The divinatory significance of this card is loss of honor or business failure, and its inner interpretation is experience. So these are the meanings of the number 8 cards in the Minor Arcanum, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. The balance is Arcanum number 8, and this is about justice and equilibrium on every level. It represents the work of weighing and seeking, the seeking of truth through our ability to hear and then to discern what is true. It is through the law of attraction and repulsion that we sense what is in alignment with Source, when we ourselves are in alignment with Source. Otherwise, you will not be able to discern. Number 8 expresses complete balance and equilibrium. This is the task of all seekers of truth, to be able to find a sense of equilibrium in your life through weighing any information that you hear that comes to you. Remember, Capricorn rules the sense of hearing. One of the lessons of Capricorn is to learn how to listen. That where speech is silver, silence is gold. And most of us have only heard the last part of this saying, silence is gold. And to hear the part that says where speech is silver, silence is gold, gives it a completely different meaning or connotation. It is telling us that when precious information is being shared with us, this is the silver, that then we need to listen carefully, and that is the gold. Arcanum number 8 reminds us that in our transformation process, we must learn how to decide what information to disregard and which to add to our mental library. This is the process of spiritual alchemy, which is the Isis Unveiled. And this archetype is about bringing all forces into balance. Now, the reason why you need to take notes as we go over these major arcanum, is so that you can refer back and begin to connect the dots and see how all of these are connected. Nothing is separate. Everything builds on one another. And so this is why we see the unveiled Isis coming into Arcanum number 8. This is because it is built on a process. And that process is being able to discern energies and then to bring them into balance. That's what the Isis Unveiled does. She balances forces of all kinds. And so the mental and spiritual alchemy, this is the Isis Unveiled, which is spiritual alchemy. She helps you to materialize through a process. And then this will become your physical alchemy. And we're moving into that. But the balancing of your forces is what brings absolute power into your life. Learning how to master the self. This is what you are learning as we go over these amazing laws and principles of the universe that we can find within these 22 major arcanum. These are the keys to life, as the ancients used to say. They're the keys, but if you are just given a key and you don't know what door it belongs to, then your work is to figure that out. And so now you are receiving keys and you are receiving the breadcrumbs of the universe. Just little messages, signs and symbols, great wisdom that you have to learn how to put together for yourself. So this is where the internal work comes in at. You hear the message, which is arcanum number 8, Capricorn, is all about you learning how to listen, and then you learning how to put the information, which is a key or a piece of a key, because remember, this is a great puzzle we are solving. You have to know where it goes, and that's the secret. That's what happens inside of you. Arcanum number 8 reminds us that in our transformation process, we must learn how to decide what information we are going to disregard, because today we are overwhelmed with information. So some of it is just there to throw you off. It's like a great mystery where you receive just way too much information and you have to start to decide what is relevant and what is not. There's a lot there for distraction. So this is what is going to become a very great skill for you to acquire, learning which information needs to be disregarded because it's there to waste your time. And then which information you will add to your mental library. What is significant? What is important? This is the process of spiritual alchemy, bringing all of this information into balance, and then learning how to balance all of the forces within you so that you can acquire absolute power within your life. Now, in the alchemic process, there is always a death. There's always a death process, a releasing of the old form of something in order to take on the new. Now, again, the ancients did not look at death in the way that we look at it in modern times. When we say death, people get all curled up and go into a freeze mode because they're afraid of that word. But you have to understand it in the way that the ancients saw it. They saw every stage of development as a form of death because you are evolving. When you leave the womb of your mother, that was a death to be born into this world. All of our processes in life are forms of death. It is only a shedding of the old energy that is no longer needed in order to move into the higher form. So alchemy is all about this, and you are in a process of spiritual alchemy. Now, arcanum number 7, which is the conqueror, is where we bring the spiritual form, which is the Hierophant, arcanum number 5, into a physical form. This is what you are learning. It is the completion of that physical process to bring about a perfect form. That's arcanum number 7. This is an alchemic process. There is a spiritual aspect as well as a physical aspect to this. And then step number 8 is the perfect balancing and bringing into equilibrium of all mental, physical, and spiritual forces. There is a death that takes place here, a removing of what no longer serves you. Hence the scales in one hand and the sword in the other. You are constantly weighing at this point in your spiritual growth what is needed and what must be cut off or removed. In the physical, the death is the polarization of the spiritual forces through the transmutation of the animal inclinations. People who are ruled by their animal forces and animal inclinations will see the truth and then turn back to their evil ways for selfish reasons, moving from a higher vibratory rate to a lower dense one. This is also considered a form of death. You must develop your ability to discern energies and to acquire wisdom. You must accept the stages of growth and be willing to let go of that which no longer serves you. And if you are on this path to your own transformation, to your own awakening, then you are going to find that there are going to be many opportunities for you to release things and people, situations, jobs. Everything that is a part of your life today is going to be challenged in some way, because if it is not for you, then it needs to be cut off. You are moving upward, and you must learn what serves you and what doesn't, what serves your highest good and what doesn't. And many of us are surrounded by things that we have picked up in our life through conditioning, that we believe we're supposed to be doing this job for the rest of our life, and you absolutely hate it. It goes against your spiritual growth and development. At some point, if you continue to grow, you are going to release that energy. And that is considered the process of death, of letting go of that which no longer serves you, moving into your higher states of consciousness and allowing yourself to then find your soul work so that you are in alignment. Because when you are doing that which you love, that which you are passionate about, it gives you life. It gives you energy. You grow younger. But when you are doing that which you hate on a daily basis, you will find yourself being tired all the time. It is exhausting. So you have to find your balance. And that is what Arcanum number 8 is all about. Finding perfect balance in your life in equilibrium. And this must be through your ability to discern energies. It will be through you acquiring wisdom that will help you develop your discernment. And this is where the sage comes in. And so now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the sage, the 9th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the sage, also known as the hermit card in the modern day tarot. This is the 9th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The sage astrologically relates to the zodiacal sign of Aquarius. In occult science, the meaning is mental alchemy. The human function is clairaudience, which is inner hearing. The natural remedy are herbs like myrrh, frankincense, and spikenard. The colors are the lighter shades of blue related to the throat chakra. The mineral is the talismanic gem, sky blue sapphire, and stones like obsidian and black pearl. The letters are TH together, the th sound, and the number is 9. And remember, again, these are synonymous. When you see TH, it is the number 9 and vice versa. TH9 expresses in the spiritual world as absolute wisdom. In the intellectual world, it expresses as prudence, which is cautiousness, and the director of the wheel. Now, you can see here that It is the director of the wheel now. In Arcanum number one, which was the Magus, we begin to develop the wheel. Now we are at the point where we are able to direct the wheel. So you see the growth process. In the physical world, it is about circumspection, which is careful to consider all circumstances and possibilities of the consequences of your actions. And this is a guide for your actions. Now, I ask that you please close your eyes if you are able to, in order to see the sage card within your mind, just as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 9 is pictured as an old wanderer, a man, leaning on a staff and carrying in front of him a lighted lamp. This lamp is half concealed behind his cloak. The cloak is of square form, symbolizing the physical world. The staff is in his right hand and the lamp in his left. And there are 11 stars floating in the ether above his head. The sage personifies experience gained through the journey of life. The cloak, which represents the physical world, symbolizes a world in which man can acquire knowledge of both good and evil. Knowledge being gained is signified by the man having partially removed the cloak of material limitations and by the lamp, which is an emblem of intelligence. This light shines over the past, the present, and the future. The lamp being concealed by the cloak symbolizes discretion, and it also expresses the truth that if we are able to know the real nature of anything, we must delve deep beneath the external appearances. The staff, which in form is the sixth letter of the Egyptian and Hebrew alphabet, indicate that man progresses through struggle, alternately overcoming obstacles and sometimes being vanquished by them. When he finally realizes that he only develops his abilities through consistent effort, working to triumph over difficulties, this knowledge becomes his staff. It is the staff of prudence, supporting him in all his efforts. Numerically, number 9 is the Deific number, which means this is the making divine or exalting to the position of a god. This is the highest digit, which possesses the unique property that it may be multiplied by any number, and the sum of the digits will always equal 9. Now, this is why they call this the Deific number, one of the reasons, because it keeps coming back to 9. So 9, as an example, 9 times 5 being 45, you add the 4 and the 5 together and you get 9. This is the energy of 9. It is very mysterious. Why does it do that? We do not understand that, but it is the truth. We can all figure that out. It absolutely is true. Now, on the inner plane, when thought vibrations and astral vibrations of all kinds become effective, 9 is the perfect scale for those. Even as 7 is the perfect scale for the physical form. Remember, 9 is about thought vibrations. 9 is about bringing thought and astral vibrations into a perfect form. And so these vibratory rates are measured by decaves instead of octaves. 9 is the figure unlocking the cycles of the ancients. And as composed of 3 times 3, this indicates action on all 3 planes. When you get the number 9, by adding 4 and 5, it represents humans realizing that all things of the earth can teach, and thus is the number of wisdom. And remember that 4 is the sovereign, 5 is the Hierophant. You always want to see the numbers and go back to the energies that they represent. When you get the number 9 by adding 7 and 2, it adds polarity, intuition, and wisdom. When you add 8 plus 1, this is death, mortality, and stagnation overcome by the wheel and intelligence. Remember, the 1 represents the will and intelligence, which yield new life, new actions, and immortality. You must begin to take the information that you are learning and apply it to your life. I encourage you to make a chart with each and every one of the major arcana and list on there what each one represents, what the numbers are, until it becomes second nature to you, that when you see a number, you think of that major arcanum. And then you can decipher what is the energy coming through this. And this is what allows you to then begin to break down your names through numerology, break down phone numbers, addresses, anything that you can see, any word that is significant to you. If you are looking for a name for your business, you want it to have a profound energy supporting it. You always want to know what is the base energy beneath that. What you believe you see is illusion, because it's all about the unseen forces that actually support that name, the word, the numbers that you see in front of you. It's very important. If you're looking for a home, you want all these things to add up. The street name, the street address, the zip code, everything should be in alignment. And this is how the ancients used to do it, but only they used dowsing. They felt energies. It was the unconscious forms that you must learn how to tap into in some way. You must learn how to discern the energy that is around you. Now, in astrology, Aquarius is represented by 2 wavy lines, which symbolically is the water from the urn. These wavy lines were depicted in ancient times as 2 serpents that represented 2 different desires, one traveling in either direction. Desires are kept in equilibrium through knowledge gained in experience with good and evil. This is true wisdom. You learn how to bring equilibrium and balance into your life through your own personal experiences. You gain knowledge through the experiences of what we call good and evil. Higher vibrations, lower vibrations, however you choose to say it. But this should begin to develop within you true wisdom, learning how to apply the knowledge that you've gained in order to bring about perfect balance in your life. You're always seeking this. It's always something you're seeking: perfect peace, perfect balance, perfect harmony. So you are in perfect alignment with the universe. So it's always that juggling act of energies. But when you begin to truly feel this within yourself, you will begin to manifest it outside of you. So remember that in ancient times, the serpent was also sometimes referred to as the tempter, and also as the essence of wisdom. So there was a dichotomy there. It represented 2 completely opposite forces. And that's where Aquarius comes in. Aquarius astrologically represents the highest form of intelligence expressing in scientific and occult interests. This is perfectly depicted by the sage. Arcanum number 9. The human function, the highest wisdom, such as symbolized by the sage, comes both from within and from without. Experience with good and evil is acquired in the external world and stored together with the experiences acquired in the interior realms. The two sources of knowledge are thus symbolized by the two wavy lines and anciently depicted by two serpents. The sage has not only listened to the teachers in the outer world, but he has also been guided by those from within on the inner plane. And to be able to hear the inner guidance has developed the faculty of clairaudience. We all must develop the faculty of clairaudience. You must begin to listen, if you haven't already been doing so, to your inner voice. We all have an inner voice. And as children, sometimes this inner voice is much louder. And we listen to it. We're guided by it. And when we share things with the adults about the conversations we're having inside, sometimes those adults can begin to deter us from listening to our own inner guidance. But for those that lost that ability to be in touch with the inner voice, now you must begin to develop it again. And that comes through simply listening. You may be driving down the street and you hear a voice within you, or you have a thought that says, turn right here. Don't go the way you usually go. Make a trip to the store. Something. You're guided to do something different. Call so-and-so. And you do it. And then that person says, you know what? I really needed to talk to you. I lost your phone number, whatever. You'll have a conversation or you'll have an experience that was guided by your inner voice. And the more that you listen to this, the more you begin to develop this arcanum within you, the sage, because you must be connected to your inner voice in order to develop the sage within you. It is all about clairaudience, being able to hear within. So this is the process of awakening. You're going to go through the steps of all of these arcanum, and they don't have to be in order as we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't have to develop in that way. You may start at one level and go here, drop down to number 1, go back to 10, go to 12, 15, however it is that you have to move through these in your process of spiritual alchemy, of growth, of awakening. It's okay. It's perfect for you. But the point is that you need to understand each level and what is there to teach you and why you want to develop these things within yourself. It is extremely important for you, if you're not already doing so, to listen to your inner guidance. That's your higher self. That is your higher self, who is your absolute best friend in this life. It's like having someone giving you the answer to the test. They're always giving us signs. They're always guiding us through the maze. If you're able to hear the voice of your higher self, then it will make life much easier if you listen, if you learn how to listen and follow through. And then the voice gets stronger and stronger. Now, arcanum number 9 in alchemy. In the alchemic process of any kind, danger is sure to be present if the conditions are forced. Now, this is really important that we discuss this. I'm going to stop in just a moment and go deeper into this, but I want you to be conscious of that there is danger in trying to force yourself to grow faster than is your natural time, okay? Transmutations cannot be made to take place instantly. They require time. That's why you have to be patient with your growth process. You have to be patient with your awakening. Now, we are told that to try to alter a condition too quickly is apt to result in some adverse situation taking place. And in alchemy, this is called an explosion. More failures in alchemical work results from undue haste and impatience for results than for any other reason. This is something that we can definitely learn from. I see this in my profession a lot. I see a lot of people that begin to awaken. They get information. They may get a little bit of information. And I always say a little bit of truth can be extremely dangerous because people begin to run with it without having a deeper understanding. And then they want to hasten their awakening. So then that moves people into doing things that may be dangerous for them. And that includes taking different herbs to alter your states of consciousness and things of that nature. Doing mushrooms or something that could be dangerous for you. Remember, allow your higher self to guide you. If that is your path, then your teachers will come to you and they will guide you. But you also have to have prudence. Prudence, which is arcanum number 9, cautiousness. You must look into things. Just because other people are doing them doesn't mean it's for you. So this is something that arcanum number 9 is teaching us, how to be prudent, how to be more cautious, how to take time to look into things, to observe, and to have discernment, to feel things out. Is this for me? Is this not for me? Because if you try to open your third eye with different drugs or different chemicals, herbs, whatever it is that people are using to try to open their third eye, this can cause you to relapse and go into darker realms as opposed to moving you into higher realms. Your third eye will open when you go through the natural process of opening it. But when you try to force it to happen more quickly, this can cause a lot of problems. I know many people that are dealing with mental problems now, psychosis, because they chose to go that route instead of allowing themselves to mature and grow through the steps, allowing your chakras to be opened naturally, going through the process of detoxing the body, the mind, the spirit, learning, growing, taking the steps as you should do, and being cautious, taking time, not being impatient with your growth. Because as we are warned by the ancients, that this is dangerous for you. To hasten your awakening, allow it to happen naturally. Prudence is needed. This is arcanum number 9. The prudence which alone enables the alchemist to be successful in their endeavors is depicted by the sage. Now, arcanum number 9 in initiation. In the soul's pilgrimage, arcanum number 9 indicates the attainment of cosmic consciousness. And this is something that we are all striving for, to become one once again with the cosmic consciousness that is us. We are all source incarnated in all of these myriad forms. And we see life through this lens. And it's a very, 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 very tiny lens. And so when you begin to attain cosmic consciousness, you are able to go into states of meditation and choose which lens you want to look through. You are not confined to this body. That is illusion, because you are everyone in everything. And you have the opportunity to learn from everyone else's experiences. You don't have to go through everything. That's why we're here in this way. We're learning from one another. And so number 9 indicates the attainment of cosmic consciousness. It is the completion of that level of thought, that you've reached that point, that you're now aware of cosmic consciousness. You realize that there's more than just you and individuals on the planet, that we are all really one being. And this is the attainment of that consciousness. Now, upon arriving at this state in the upward ascent, the neophyte, which is a person who is new to a subject, a skill, or a belief, is able to discern the proper relations of the various entities in the universe. You start realizing why we are here, what we are doing, why there's a sun, why there's a moon, why Mother Earth is the way she is. How is all of this playing together? This is the step that you must reach before these things will then become more in your awareness. How everything fits into place. And this is not just an intellectual conception, but it is deeply understood through a tuning in process on the universal consciousness. The neophyte recognizes that each soul is being trained to perform a work which assists in the expansion of cosmic consciousness. And as a result of this higher state of awareness, the person begins to understand their own nature and purpose in life, in this universal work, and then begins the task of his or her soul work. You have a great soul work. You were born with purpose. You have a great purpose on this planet. But as you walk through these stages of awakening, you remember Arcanum number 6 was the path. It was all about choosing which path to take. The two paths, which one, vice or virtue. And that determines how you will play out your soul work. We still have free will in this. We're still choosing if we're going to be a part of the light or if we are going to learn through darkness. It is a choice. And we must understand that our life has a greater meaning. It is not just physical. We're not just here to buy a whole bunch of things and store them away. That's not what we're here for. So this is the awakening process. Knowing that each one of us is important and valuable to the expansion of universal consciousness is one of the lessons of Arcanum number 9. You learn that you have a definite mission to perform on planet Earth. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum number 10, the Wheel, also known as the Wheel of Fortune in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.